we're back. We're here. We're here on RBN. We're with Dr. Alfred Weber and John Alastasic. And Alfred, I got one other caller. The caller is, let's see, Robert from Arizona. Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
And pretty well.
Deanne Burley Show. How are you doing, Robert?
I'm doing well, Deanne. Hello. Glad to be on your show.
Well, thank you for coming on.
I have been studying this controversy about the planes versus no planes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to say two things. Number one is the way that Judy Wood explains herself to the public, or the way that this gentleman tonight was explaining the conclusions of the presentations given at this most recent symposium are such there needs to be more discernment and more caution in how the explanation is delivered to the public. Because if the press runs with the kinds of statements that were made on the show tonight, it will destroy the 9/11 truth movement. Because you haven't, by just jumping clear off the end of the pier and saying there were no planes, it's doing a grave disservice, because I think there were enough people that saw an aircraft of some sort in the area. There is proof that
there were tons of aircraft in the area.
Because
see, again, by the way, I want to let everybody know out there, listening audience, there is also a mock terrorist drill going on in the next few weeks. And I got that from direct sources that know. And again, when they start doing these things, it's all lined up to start another attempt to cause a situation that they are going to be able to lock down this country. Now, again,
I think everybody's worried about that, and I can agree with you that that's a concern we all need to keep on the back burner. But if we can just stay with the subject of the planes versus no planes.
Well, the thing is with the planes, and I was going to go into that. If you go on my website, there is a beautiful imprint of what the hole looked like at the Pentagon. And it was a hole. There was no wings. There was no tail. There was nothing left out. No plane debris, nothing. Major Doug Rocky had said that. I had talked to somebody else that was there not too long afterwards. It was standing right there and went inside the building. There was absolutely no plane. But there was a round hole similar to the size of a missile.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the World Trade Center is concerned, they had pictures from every side and view of the World Trade Center, of the plane going around and going inside. From the side view, you saw it. You never saw it go in. And then in the beginning, when the first picture took for the first World Trade Center building one, they never showed a plane.
Okay.
So the thing is, if you're on the ground, you'll see something. If you're at another level, you'll see something else. And
I agree.
And the thing is that I'm saying to you, there is something totally 100% wrong in the altitudes, the way these planes went in. All this stuff does not equate to the possibility of a regular plane being used. I don't think it was a 747.
Well, I have a way of describing this. Can cut through all the ice. It's very simple.
Well, I'm going to bring back Alfred after this, and he's going to talk here a bit longer, and we'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, we're back, and it's a lively talk here in regards to 9/11, and we're here with Dr. Alfred Weber, and we're going to take another caller, Daniel from Canada, and then we're going back to Alfred on this, and I want John to bring his opinion in. Daniel from Canada, are you there?
Yeah, I'm great to be able to talk to you.
I hate to rain
on anybody's parade, but this whole quote symposium in the woods of Wisconsin is totally discredited by any serious 9/11 researchers or movement. The people involved, Fetzer and Wood and your guests, have no credibility whatsoever within the serious 9/11 truth.
Well, that I just totally disagree with you. Alfred has a lot of credibility in this movement, and so does Lorraine Murray and Major Doug Rocky and many of them, because they have researched,
It's insane. The whole thing is explained, and you know this, Deanne. You interviewed Christopher Brown, whose work is seen on breakfornews.com.
Yes, I understand. I'm not discrediting that, but I am saying to you this. There are theories out there, and I have my own opinion of what happened, and you know that. And I have
said that I have brought up
enough information to where I think certain things are with this. But then again, it is good to open up the avenue to understand that there are other possibilities of things.
But they're absurd, Deanne. It's a waste of time. These people, they would never be invited to any other 9/11 Truth Conference, but their own.
Well, okay.
They have no credit, and everything is explained that needs to be explained and is provable or disprovable that deals with real science is Christopher Brown's research that explains it. No need for these loopy, insane theories of quantum physics.
Let me just say something. You know, the purpose of science is like to deal with the best evidence. It's not to repeat authorities. And this gentleman acts like he's from some priesthood, saying that because Jones says this or Brown says that. I mean, Dave von Kleist had a total meltdown at the Madison conference and was in tears because his new video, 9/11 Ripple Effect, came out, which is about the pod under the planes, and it was demonstrated before his eyes that there were no planes, and he got up and said, and I'm quoting, "Everybody has the right to be wrong." And he's realizing that he's wrong, that the whole plane debate and the pods and all of that is a distraction. And right. So we watch people go through the wall. I watch people have emotional meltdowns when they're told there are no planes. Let me quote here from Morgan Reynolds' website about the Bunker Buster Boeings. I mean, would wingtips and a tail of a plane,
aluminum tube
break off against a steel wall of the World Trade Center, or would they disappear entirely inside the buildings? A fuselage with only minor hyperbole could be termed a hollow aluminum tube. And we saw over 60 airplane crashes, during Morgan Reynolds' presentation. He went back over all the airplane crashes that exist on film, and we watched them. These airplanes are fragile aluminum tubes that break up on nothing, on absolutely nothing. They run into propellers, and they're totally smashed. They run into other planes on the ground, into wings, and they're smashed. They would have been totally smashed. Those pictures of them going into the building, That's all fabricated video. It's not for real.
That's right.
I mean, the reason why these people are having ego meltdowns is that they've been holding false pictures in their head. And I say that to Dan in Canada, to the other fellow down in Arizona, to Dave of Vancouver, 9/11. Here you have an entire organization that is premised on a false view of the very event that they're based on. Look, you have to be based on science, and conferences and scientists are real hardcore. It's about the best evidence, and the best evidence is that these planes are fragile, narrow aluminum tubes. If they would have crashed into the side of the World Trade Center, which is 3-inch steel, they would be totally smashed. They wouldn't go into the thing. That was all pixels. Pixels, pixels, pixels. Thank you.
And in that light, again, I agree to the fact that Alfred is saying the truth. There is no way. First of all, again, planes, I had an argument with someone about that not too long ago, too, another person that's in the science community. I said that a plane traveling at 500-some miles an hour, dropping from high altitudes in a nosedive position, pulling up by a pilot that is virtually untrained to having the number of hours of a normal pilot, being able to level that plane, and then traveling again still at 500-some miles an hour, making extreme turns in between huge buildings in New York. Again, there are huge buildings over by the Trade Center where it was, and then making a round turn, which is impossible, going through the building, through a steel support. There was a beam in the middle of the building, a beam. There is nothing I know of that can go through a beam and solid and come out whole on the other side, and then you see the nose and it back through the glass, and then this starts disintegrating, and then the puff of orange flames come out. And then other pictures came out where the orange flames were there before the plane hit. So where are the pictures from where the plane entered on the other side of the building? They had pictures of every other side. So to me, that equates that if NBC, on my blogger, if you look on there, NBC newscast had a helicopter outside the World Trade Center when it happened, and they were filming. Now, the thing is, what they filmed is, again, another thing that I'm questioning, because those films are different than the other films that were all around, all three corners of the building, except for the one where the plane actually went through and came out the other side. Where is that film? Who took it? Where did it come from? Same thing with Building 1. No film for days, then all of a sudden there's a jagged hole that looks like a plane, and then it disintegrates down. And now, by the way, in New York, they're telling people you can't have cameras, don't have any tape recorder. The mayor's trying to pass that law. Why? So, again, there is a lot of theory out there and information. And I'm not in the closet thing. I have not looked into it. I told you my theory is clear, and I had information on what I believe happened, and I stick to that until I see something different, and I will look at the closet thing. But the thing is, right now, again, to argue is futile, because, again, we have enough facts, enough evidence that support that the fact that there was an inside job done on September 11th, and there should not be any more looking into anything, because the thing is, this information shows there was high treason, and there were people involved in this country that allowed Twin Towers to go down and allowed our back door to be open. And that's the end of it. No more. Alfred, you want to say anything off of that?
Well, yeah. This is a very difficult case, because 9/11 was the proof of concept of the most advanced form of warfare that the United States has. And that's to blend media warfare with actual instruments of war, namely three cruise missiles. A cruise missile was run into the Pentagon, and two cruise missiles were run into the World Trade Centers. And along with that, an elaborate media deception operation involving the plants from Operation Mockingbird, which we know goes back to 1952, with the CIA plants in the media, was done. And it was done very well with we have testimony from insiders of the invasions of Iraq being planned back in the early 80s. And with now, we know NASA published recently that there are huge uranium deposits in Afghanistan. So all this entire elaborate ruse was constructed to allow this resource grab to go forward. However, I believe that one of the principal reasons why there is such public resistance to going forward on the 9/11 issue is that we in the 9/11 movement have not come up with what the case is.
The one thing I will say, though, that is a problem, and I will, and then I'm going to have John talk, so he hasn't had a chance to say anything here. It's the fact that, again, we can go too far again with this information and lose the premise of what we need to fight on. We'll be right back. We're going to break, and we'll talk more here on the Amber Show.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful.
Hi, we're back and having a lively discussion here about 9/11. And the thing, like I was saying before we went to break, we have enough evidence, folks. We can say this happened, that happened, and we can look at this from top to bottom again and again and again, and it's been 6 years. We know for a fact that bin Laden was the course of the menu for this alleged war game. We know that bin Laden was the one that fingers were pointed to, but then yet we went to Iraq. We know also that during that time, within 3 or 4 days after that happened, bin Laden's family was allowed to leave and was given directly over to the Saudis for protection. We also know that we went directly into a war with Hussein, claiming that he was the one that did 9/11, and they were frightened to death of these so-called weapons of mass destruction that he had, which didn't exist. And they had the case of Valerie Plame, which was a pure case of government-collaborated fraud and injustice. And that was kicked out of court and gagged up. Now, how much more do we need to prosecute? I mean, there is no more. We don't have to look at anything else. It could have been Ming from planet Zoltar. I don't care who it was. There's enough evidence supporting the fact that 9/11 was done inside. And we can look right now and see what's happening. The United States is collapsing as we speak. Housing market, the banking industry, everything is collapsing right in front of us. All the jobs have been removed from here. So how much more information does the mind have to do to accept and understand that this situation here is corrupt and we need to clean it out and we're responsible? This is a corporation, non-for-profit group. We're the voters and members of the corporation, and we have say-so as voters and shareholders because we pay taxes. If you don't pay taxes, then maybe there's a problem. But they force taxes out of you, so you should have the right to say what they do are doing is not correct and remove them out of office. It's no more. I don't have to look at this anymore. If a person steals a loaf of bread out of a store and they have a blurry picture of that person, and somebody says, yeah, I think that's that guy that stole the loaf of bread, that guy could get 20 years in jail. And then you have people out here just doing anything, anything and everything. They're not going to jail at all. So how much more evidence do you have to have? Do we have to understand what else caused it? Do we have to understand exactly what the hole looked like? Do we have to understand where the particles came from? Do we have to understand that, you know, there were people saying it was half the heat of the sun. I went in an argument with that all last week. There is no possible evidence of a half the heat of the sun in New York. And if there was, there would not be any human person standing, because we're talking about volcanic levels of heat. And I mean levels of heat that we have never even equated here. I know last week, if it was more two more times 100 degrees in Chicago, I wouldn't be here. There's a disintegrating part for people's bodies at 200 and some odd degrees Fahrenheit and cremation. So how much more do we need? No more. No more. Just we need to do. That's all. So I'm going to go to a caller, Robert in Arizona. I know that I didn't give you time to finish up, but I want you to. And then, Alfred, I'm going back to you, and I'm going to John. And then, Robert, you're up.
Deanne, thank you for giving me a voice. I agree with Alfred in his direction that he's trying to move the American public. My only suggestion is it needs to be said differently, and the best way to do this is to take people to the site where this Norwegian film editor put together those six presentations. It's at livevideo.com/social service, and that's how you find it. And if you're willing to watch through the six presentations there, it's abundantly clear that we've been lied to as to what the images were that we were shown on television. All we know is that we were shown images. We don't know if it was a complete composite cartoon we were shown, while at the same time either cruise missiles or maybe some run-down old A3 Sky Warriors were slammed into the building, and they were gussied up with lipstick and paint to look something like an airliner, because something that's coming in at 400 or 500, 600 miles an hour, people only have a chance to see for a couple of seconds. And it's very possible that something resembling an airplane did hit the buildings, and a few people did see something that looked like a jetliner, because an A3 Sky Warrior does have two engines hanging under the wings.
Right.
But we don't know what really happened, because all the video images that we were given have terrible flaws in them. And I just think the best place for people to look is livevideo.com/social service. That's just one word.
Uh-huh.
And it would really clear up a lot of matters, because I've shown it to people who were completely turned off to this issue. When they sat down and saw it, we had to take a deep breath and walk away for a minute.
We're going to break, and we'll be right back. Please hold on for one moment. We'll be right back.
Sweet dreams. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake.
Hi, we're back. And we're here with Alfred, and I want to give John a chance here. There's so much going on. John, are you there? You want to step in here?
I'd like to just make a couple of quick comments here. Number one, I've been learning so much information in the last probably month and a half here that I can't cover it all, but it's been one heck of an eye-opener. For an example, the Mantuck Project, when they can take the entire town and have them show up at the beach all at once unexpectedly, and nobody knows or explains it other than the Mantech Project is mind control. We have situations of unexplainability of a lot of things. We have a sequence of government keeping us confused. And as Deanne pointed out, the number one thing is the official story is a crock. And it doesn't matter what they twist on the other side, we should be acting on that. Now, these other points of particle beams or whatever can be very real. There's lots of stuff going on. We have time travel. If you don't believe me, look up the UFO patent 6960975. It transverses time. If you've had a out-of-body experience from a near-death accident or something and saw your life flash in front of you, how is that possible without being in a different plane? But it gives explanation and definition of time. Time is different in different places. We have these things going on. We have these disassociations of an attack on us right now through the weather program of chemtrails and scholar satellite moderations of the hurricanes going from a 3 to a 5 once it hits land, which is unexplainable as we've been taught. We don't have glaciers moving. The city's underwater, which has been known to us for a long time, but we accept these untruths. So we have to start building our discernment. Even in our own program of Deanne Burley, we have a local physicist who I feel is pretty virtuous and has given us some pretty good information. But again, he started off telling that the Pentagon had no strong evidence of misdoing. And as far as I'm concerned, if you take a hammer and hit a grape, it's going to break. The heaviest, hardest part of the plane is the engine. And where it would have hit the side of the building, there was nothing. So here we have a physicist that's an intelligent person telling us there's no strong evidence of the Pentagon being hit by something else. So let's drop it and just go to the towers. It's misinformation. Now, this gentleman was associated with one of the mind control laboratories, and he does seem to have pretty good information. And so I stand back and I listen and I watch and I build my discernment. And I don't try to totally criticize, but at the same time I point these things out, and this guy argues like day and night. And I can't believe, knowing his personality now, that he's unscrupulous in trying to deceive me. So I wonder about mind control. And I wonder about things like that. I'm in a terrific battle with the IRS and with the government, been for 10 years. And all of a sudden I have little things happen to me that are unexplainable. But I know they're a fact. And as I talk about them, people say, you're just having, a whim or something. Well, I don't have whims when I can do out-of-body experiences. I don't have whims when I can look at the sun when I build my virtue, and I know that all of a sudden I can look at that sun, I can watch it dance, and it doesn't bother my eyes. It's a point of measure. But we're in that job structure right now to discern things, but we're missing the boat, number one, because we're allowing our government to definitely give us a false story, and then when they start twisting things on the backside, we're doing a dance and not addressing the front issues of, let's correct the government first. And then we'll figure it out on the other side, what's going on here possibly. And I guess I'll drop it right now because I know everybody else wants to talk a little bit. But that's, in my listening tonight, that's my assumption, what's going on here.
Well, again, the whole thing is this. Again, there's enough evidence that supports an investigation. And there's enough evidence that supports that there were treasonous acts that have been done. So I don't think we need to go any further than that, other than the fact that, again, the equations and the things that happened on September 11th were impossible. The holes didn't make sense. The videos didn't make sense. The whole shaboodle, it seemed to me that they were showing us a theater version of what was a terrorist drill, a terrorist attack. And we believed it as being real. Yes, it was real. The buildings did go down and everything, but what we thought happened was not what happened at all. Now, I will tell you, the only people that were flying around at that time that may have saw something was lifetime pilots that were out of Illinois. I had them on my television show. Now, one of the people that were flying there, because at the time, remember, they said no planes were supposed to be up there? Well, they were. Now, the pilot was up there, happened to work for one of the companies that were in the World Trade Center. He was a vice president or something of, I think it was Beard and Stern and one of those securities companies. Anyway, he died in a mysterious plane crash out here in Illinois, and they ruled that as just accidental. So there's been a lot of strange things around people that may have seen things around the World Trade Center, around what happened in Pennsylvania, and, of course, the Pentagon. And they don't talk about the $1 trillion that was missing then. And, by the way, folks, money is missing out of the Pentagon as we speak. So are we going back in the same equation, the same loop? And how many of these terrorist events do we have to have before we wake up and understand that there are people that we, as a part of the corporation, because, see, they ask us to give our tax dollars into this, so we're paying them out of our tax dollars to represent us. And we, as the voters of the shareholders of this non-for-profit group, have the right to appoint and remove. And if we get to the understanding of that, then we won't see what's going on again and again. So, Alfred, before I'm going to end this segment of the program, just want to find out, you're going to be in New York, and then I also want to mention and find out if you knew that Ramsey Clark on September 15th through Answers is going to be in Washington, D.C., asking for impeachment to George Bush. Were you aware of that?
Ramsey Clark is going to be in Washington, D.C. on September 15th?
Yes, he's asking for everybody to be here.
I'm very glad to find out. I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. September 13th to 17th, speaking at the X Conference, and we're going to be holding a press conference at the National Press Club on Monday, September 17th, with regard to the ExoPolitics platform. So I'm very glad to hear that.
Yes, he's going to be there. I received an email, and that he will be there, and he's asking for impeachment of George Bush and this White House, and he's asking for everyone to show up, and there's buses all over. So people go to have answers and try to be in Washington, D.C. to support that impeachment. But again, impeachment in this age, in this policy, in this politics will not work. The only thing we can go for is treason.
And, right.
Alfred, you want to explain that?
Yeah, sure. First of all, I'd like to say that I didn't hear a word that Robert from Arizona said except his first four words, in which he said, "I agree with Alfred." And then I couldn't hear anything else that he said. And that also went with the previous caller from Arizona. So I apologize, but I just don't even know what they said. Now, with regard to the 9/11 treason, I'd like to be very brief, but just say that under Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution, that's the treason article, and that's for participation in, quote, an armed attack against these United States. And so the 9/11 Independent Prosecutor Act would appoint an independent prosecutor to prosecute George W. Bush, Richard B. Cheney, Donald H. Rumsfeld, and other Jane and John Does for treason against the United States for the false flag operations of September 11th, 2001. Now, what occurred there is that we were able, after the midterm election of 2006, November 7th, 2006, when the Democrats regained power in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, and the neocons lost power, there was a momentary ray of hope that the Democrats would do something different. And we were able, our representatives were able to get meetings, two separate meetings with the chief of staff of the chairman of the House, incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Representative John Conyers. And they were given multiple copies of the 9/11 Independent Prosecutor Act plus the 50-page memorandum to the U.S. Congress that was said by experts. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you're here.
Yeah. That was drafted by experts, and the chief staff, one of the leading a woman staff member, agreed with our meeting representative this was an important issue, and agreed to take it up to John Conyers personally at the Thanksgiving break in Detroit, Michigan, which she did. Now, he then refused to act on it and refused to introduce it into the U.S. Congress. And so, therefore, given that precedent, we said that we have exhausted our remedies, and that's why we went forward, and given the opportunity that the Vancouver 9/11 Truth Movement provided in their conference on June 24, 2007, we made the announcement of the establishment of International 9/11 War Crimes Tribunal, which will be amplifying again at the New York conference on September 8th and 9th, which is in Cooper Union in New York, incidentally where Abraham Lincoln spoke. So there's a lot of historical references in these 9/11 conferences and speeches that are going on. Now, what I'd like to say very briefly, what came to attention, another issue that came to attention at the Madison Conference, and 2 hours after on August 1st, 2007, the bridge at Minneapolis, Minnesota collapsed on I-35. That's the North American Union Highway. There has been information coming out there, multiple witnesses since, that they heard 3 booms. They think that it's a controlled demolition that brought down the bridge that condemns a lot of the houses there, which they've been trying to condemn for the throughway for that North American highway that goes through there for the North American Union.
Now I want to ask you on that. Now, the North American Union, is that through the King of Spain, or who is the privatized owner of that?
Well, there is a Spanish company.
That's through the King of Spain.
Well, it could be the King of Spain, but the governor of Texas, Perry, who was called to the Bilderberger meeting in Istanbul on an emergency basis, has been trying to give the contracts for the North American Union Highway to a Spanish company.
Right, and that's the one that's owned by the King of Spain. Now, this is my point. Now, if that contract went through, our president was on television not too long ago talking about he's going to increase our gas prices by 5 cents a gallon for us Americans to pay for the expansion bridge because of the damage that was rendered to it. Now, I would say if it was contracted to this North American Union or whatever, and they have it documented on paper, then they would have to have bonds and insurance on that, and the American population should not be taxed another dime for gasoline for something that would happen either through the explosive device or either by a situation of natural means. And again, you're saying that this it shows, again, another situation of conspiracy. If it is a situation that is the North American organization that is involved with this, because, again, what does that tell you? They're trying to take people's land. What do they do in New Orleans? Take people's land. So where are we with this? Again, criminal aspects. If a person steals a loaf of bread, they go to jail. If you drive down the street, the police are on you if you do 2 miles over the speed limit. If you have people out here thieving millions and billions of dollars, there is no law.
Right.
Now, how long and how much of this do we have to take?
Let me read you 2 brief sentences, if I might, that are the opening sentences from the article on martial law in the United States, and this relates to 9/11, which is the first false flag operation. I believe that, and this came up at the Madison Conference, that we're now on the verge of the second major false flag operation, which is to bring the U.S. into martial law. And the whole issue of the collapse of the bridge at Minneapolis, Minnesota. And this, we were discussing this with 9/11 researcher Barbara Honegger, who was the person who wrote a seminal paper on the missing 4 to 6 minutes at the Pentagon. They actually blew up a bomb inside the Pentagon before any object hit it, which destroyed the office of the accountants that were working on the $2 trillion that Rumsfeld held a press conference on September 10th. Said was missing. She's very excellent. And so this is some of the material. Essentially, false flag operations are psyops. And in the first false flag operation, we have the Twin Towers. And we might, in the second false flag operation, we don't know, because we're having a nuclear drill in Portland, Oregon on August 20th, but we might have the Twin Cities false flag operation, because Minneapolis-St. Paul is called Twin Cities. And the Republican National Convention is being held in the Twin Cities. It's being held in Minneapolis. And so Barbara Honegger was laying out a scenario, and this is why the importance of this bridge being an initial false flag operation that brought down the bridge, interestingly, right before this conference, that allowed FEMA and President Bush to come out there and begin to bring all the FEMA teams in position for the Republican National Convention. And that scenario, which he's putting into a paper, which is just a hypothesis at this point, because we're all trying to figure out what the next false flag operation.
We're getting ready to go to break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Alfred Weber.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne. And I have a caller, a friend of mine, John in Arkansas. And John, are you there?
Yes, Deanne, I'm here.
Hey, John, how are you? I could not do our broadcast today. Next week we'll be back up on the homeless broadcast next Saturday at 3 p.m. And listeners, tomorrow I'm going to be on at 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Alfred, are you busy tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Time?
That would be 5 p.m. Pacific. No, I'll be available.
Okay, because I want to do another segment of this because we're running out of time and there's
okay.
a lot more that needs to be covered here. And, John, do you have a question for Alfred?
I just want to say, Dan, that to the American sheeple out there, and I do say sheeple because you've been led like sheep by Fox News, I'm going to tell you something. Listen to this, American sheeples. If nothing else makes any sense to you about 9/11, at least scholars for 9/11 truth and the physicists for 9/11 truth are making the best sense out of this whole situation. And I'm going to tell you something, Dan. There's a lot of pilots. And I'm going to tell you, I'm point blank at some of these pilots. Do you realize how much air traffic is over New York City at any given time before 9/11?
Yeah,
here we go. Here we go now. All right, now listen up. Whoa. There was a lot of air traffic exchange between pilots, and nobody seemed to realize among the pilots that are licensed by the FAA or those that were just in and out of airspace at the exact moment all this happened, can't figure out where those planes came from in broad daylight. Now, I hate these pilots because they keep their mouths shut, especially ones certified by the FAA.
Well, a lot of them are scared, and I've talked to a lot.
They're cowards.
The thing is that what is going on out here is beyond the scope of what we can understand, and the only way that it can come out is if we can bring it to justice. And because of the corruption in the justice system, it will not be brought to justice until the people demand that the justice system start representing the people for which they have been hired to do. So I'm going to have to stop this area to broadcast now, and we're going to be back up at 7 p.m. Central Time tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio. The Deanne Burley Show. Just put Deanne Burley Show in the search engine. You'll be able to find me. And we're going to talk more Blog Talk Radio. I will have that up on my site on integritynews.webpage.com. So if you click on there, you can also hear it. But I thank you, John, for calling in. Please call me later if you can. And, Alfred, it's been a pleasure, and I will talk to you tomorrow on Blog Talk because we have to cover this. This is very important, and we have little time left. And I thank you. You want to give any information before we sign off here? Alfred?
Yes. If people would like to explore these issues further, they can go to www.peaceinspace.org. There's a sidebar there. It says Citizens 9/11 Tribunal. You click on that, and it'll take you right to the issues that we spoke about today.
Well, thank you, Alfred, for being on board. And, folks, again, I still say to you, we lost a very important patriot in Jack Otto, and I am saddened by his death. Again, last 3 weeks, these are too many oddities that haven't affected around my show. He was on last week, and then 2 hours into my show, he dies of a heart attack. The week before, we had a situation with Corey Rowe being arrested, and then Helen Brown the week before that. I mean, all during my broadcast. Why? You think about it. X-Files? Maybe. I don't know. But we'll be back next Saturday with more, and tomorrow, Blog Talk Radio will be there, and we'll talk more with Alfred. And just stay
a message
tuned.
For